'Twas the night before court. Again. That's right. It is June 2nd. It's Sunday night. And I have court in the morning against my neighbor again. This time, though, it's going to be a little different. It's what is known as a debtor's hearing. Appearance and examination. Basically, she and the other defendants are required to bring in some personal information about themselves, in particular regarding where they do their banking, driver's license, that kind of deal. You know, assets. It's a meeting in which is not going to be very comfortable because I have not spoken to the defendants, my next door neighbors, since it was determined that, judgment was on my behalf. And it was a year and a half in that courtroom. And each time my neighbor went to great lengths to postpone, delay, even did a fake fainting, didn't show up, whatever. So I'm kind of looking at, my security monitor, waiting to see an ambulance come driving up because she did that also once or twice. And, as a legitimate excuse as to why she missed court. It's her MO. She really does know how to manipulate the system. So I expect something to go wrong for her tonight that entails her not being able to be there tomorrow. But no matter what, I got to go. So I'm going to be there tomorrow. If she shows up, great. I'm not really looking forward to having to argue with my neighbor about money. I don't like arguing with anybody about money, so much less my neighbor. But I have already actually put on an abstract of judgment lien on her house. So hopefully this will give her incentive to perhaps make monthly payments. Also, defendant number two being her grandson. I'm hoping she understands that if she doesn't pay that debt, no matter what, her grandson will be required to pay her debt. Because he is defendant number two. So, and then defendant number three is a roommate. And, I'm hoping at some point she'll have incentive to make those payments. She owes me at this point in time $2,400, which, is not really that much money. You could throw that on a credit card. But I did seize her checking account and was told that she closed her checking account. So my next step was, of course, to just go ahead and put that abstract of judgment lien on her property and call her in for what is known as an examination, a debtor's hearing. And that entails me having to be there at 9 in the morning. So, I don't know if she's going to show up. If defendant number two and three are going to show up, I just know that they've all been subpoenaed. They're all aware they need to be there. And I anticipate for some reason or another her not showing up. But maybe she'll surprise me. Maybe she'll show up. Maybe she'll do good. Maybe she'll decide it's time to pay the piper. I don't care if she has to take from Peter to give to Paul. I just know that, it's time to see my neighbor in the courtroom again tomorrow morning. So I will, of course, touch base again as soon as I find out what happens tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Oh, I'm just so frustrated right now. It is June 3rd. I'm back from the courthouse. It was quite the eye-opener for me because, as the plaintiff, the victim, I seem to, somehow just keep hitting this wall. But I was told today, even though I just finished paying $120 to have this hearing where the defendants, the criminals, are required to submit paperwork of my choosing. Let me backtrack here. Yeah. I get in there. I'm ready to do it. I'm in the mediation room with the defendants, and they just kept saying, nope, nope, nope. I'm like, I want your driver's license. Nope, nope. And I said, okay, I need to speak to the judge on this one. So I wait to speak with the judge after my neighbor, the defendants, the criminals, told me to my face in front of the mediator, we're not going to pay you. And you can't make us. And I'm like, well, you know, I already have that abstract judgment lien on your house. So even if you don't pay me, eventually I'll see it. And she's like, nope, nope, not going to happen. And I'm like, well, if you don't pay, your grandson's going to have to take the full responsibility. Why would you do that to him? He don't have to pay either. He don't have to pay. Now, we're not going to do it. And then, to top it off, you know, she shows up in the courthouse in a wheelchair. Now, she wasn't in a wheelchair yesterday. She was walking just fine. But she showed up in a wheelchair today and claimed that she is piss poor, broke, and that there's no way in heck she's going to pay. And I even asked her about the other cases that she has where she is owed money and where she owes this other person money and has owed them money for 20 years. And she's like, yeah, and I didn't have to pay him, did I? Oh, my. Yeah, clearly I'm dealing with somebody who's not very nice. But when I got before the judge, and the judge said, I can't force her to show you her driver's license. I just went, really? I just paid $120 on your form that says the first thing I'm supposed to ask for is the driver's license. Well, we can't force them to actually show the driver's license. They're entitled as criminals to that privacy. And then I'm like, okay, well then why did I just go through all of these courtroom hearings? Why did I just fight for that judgment to be on my behalf and prove that these people are lowlifes? And they're just like, well, you can't force them to show you their driver's license. I'm like, what about monthly payments? Can I set up monthly payments? No, we can't force them to enter monthly payments either. But you do, as you said, already have an abstract judgment on the house. So, you know, it may take 20 years, but you'll maybe see your money. Provided, of course, she doesn't file bankruptcy. Ah, yeah, I just can't imagine. I live next to this person. I can't imagine being that type of person that not only just refuses to take responsibility for their actions, but also is showing their grandson how to screw over the world and get away with it, too. It's like somebody who opens up a credit card knowing full well they have no intentions of paying it, but they're going to charge it up to the max and then just not pay and not have any guilty conscience whatsoever. Yeah. That's what I'm dealing with. So today was a rough one for me, but oh well, it's over with. And that abstract judgment lien is still on their property at this point. So Kelly versus Crow Snow. Be thankful she's not your neighbor. That's all I can say. Be thankful she's not your neighbor.